Well, the Prime Minister will be hoping for a win now that the religious discrimination bill is finalised, but he is struggling with a continuing threat of mutiny from some backbenchers over vaccine mandates, which has seen him warn coalition MPs and senators that with an election due early next year, they risk losing government if they don't display discipline. I was joined a short time ago by our political editor Andrew Probyn for his analysis. Andrew, it's been pretty scrappy, as we mentioned, the last few days in particular. How is Scott Morrison and his government faring?
Well, the last fortnight of any parliamentary year is a tendency to be a bit untidy, but this one looks like it's going to be particularly messy. And we're only 3 days in. We've got state vaccine mandates, which are a major flashpoint here, and it's particularly irritating the coalition's conservative rump, and they're proving to be a difficult mob to mollify. Think here the Queenslanders, Jared Rennick, Matt Canavan, George Christensen, plus there's a South Australian, Alex Antich, and Concetta Fierravanti-Wells. Vaccine mandates run counter to their philosophy on freedom of choice, and for the Queenslanders in particular, because One Nation, Clive Palmer's United Australia Party and the Liberal Democrats is running so hard on vaccine mandates, they think that they've got to run even harder. So on Monday, when the five coalition senators decided that they would cross the floor and support One Nation's bid to end state vaccine mandates, the Prime Minister's office was quick to say, well, look, we've only had four floor crossings in this term compared to 23 under Malcolm Turnbull. So that shows you that there's a real sensitivity there. But there's another issue that's bobbed up just this afternoon. That's George Christensen, who's been causing some grief for the Prime Minister. He's likened these state health measures to the totalitarian regimes of Pol Pot, Mao, Hitler, Stalin, and he's encouraging civil disobedience. Now, Anthony Albanese has immediately called on the Prime Minister to condemn George Christensen by name. The Prime Minister dodged that invitation, but said as a son of a police officer, he would condemn anyone encouraging acts of civil disobedience.
Right, so you sort of imagine that the warning Scott Morrison gave to the party room yesterday, the old disunity is death warning, might actually rein them in. I mean, the coalition presumably want to win the next election. Is that going to work to rein them in?
Well, we have seen the real consequences of these threats from people like Jared Rennick and Alex Antich actually play out. And it's played out in a sort of almost a comical way. Currently, Antich and Rennick are claiming some success in their mini campaign because the government is going to allow it easier for people to be compensated if they suffer loss because of vaccine mandates. The government said it was going to do it anyway, but it shows you that there is this real tension, and the next week and a half should be quite interesting indeed, Linda.
Political editor Andrew Probyn.